The nation's steel industry got a big break this week. President Bush imposed new tariffs of up to 30% on imported steel. That's a big departure for an administration with an ambitious free trade agenda. Critics say the move could torpedo future trade talks, but administration officials say it will still muster needed public support for free trade. NPR's Kathleen Chalk reports.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick put it this way.
It's our strong belief that if we're going to promote a free trade agenda around the world and have support for it at home, we have to be willing to use the rules available internationally and domestically to help those industries that have really gotten flattened to be able to help themselves.
Survey data shows that Americans support free trade, but suspect other countries take advantage of the U.S. Stephen Cull directs the program on international policy attitudes at the University of Maryland.
There is a widespread perception that other countries are keeping up their barriers while we're bringing ours down, and thus it's unfair.
Presidents who have wanted to knock down trade barriers have had to try and ease the public's qualms, according to Fred Bergsten, director of the Institute for International Economics.
When President Kennedy wanted to launch the Kennedy round of trade negotiations in the 1960s, he had to put on the first textile quotas in order to get his bill through the Congress. When President Reagan wanted to get authority for what became the Uruguay round in the GATT, he had to put on import barriers on steel, on autos, on machine tools, several other things.
Bergsten says it's a well-worn strategy, taking one step back in the hopes of taking two steps forward. In the past, he says, the gamble paid off, and it may again. For instance, the president wants fast-track authority to negotiate new trade deals. Defending the U.S. steel industry may help him get it. But there's also a risk the steel decision could so infuriate U.S. trading partners that there's little left to negotiate about. Bergsten cites the new round of global trade talks recently launched by the World Trade Organization.
The Europeans and Japan and Korea are crucial players in the WTO. They may react strongly against this, and that may hamper the chances for getting a new round of liberalization in the WTO.
The Europeans already have major trade disputes with the U.S. The U.S. has lost a big case involving tax breaks for exporters, and WTO rules give the Europeans the right to retaliate. The steel decision could goad them into doing just that, harming the U.S. economy and possibly unleashing a trade war. The steel decision could also jeopardize the Bush administration's plans for a new free trade area of the Americas. Brazil has warned that steel tariffs would scuttle the talks. But Bruce Stokes of the Council on Foreign Relations says Brazil was always ambivalent about a hemispheric free trade zone anyway.
They aren't so sure they want to get in bed with such a big economy when they are somewhat independent. They're the biggest economy in South America. Do they really want to play second banana to the United States in a free trade area in the Western Hemisphere?
Stokes guesses if it weren't for steel, Brazil would find another excuse to drag its feet. He says, of course, the Europeans are mad, too. They fear cheap steel that has been pouring into the U.S. will now be diverted to Europe. But Stokes doubts that gripes over steel will sabotage the next round of global trade talks, since other countries also protect their own steel industries.
Everybody's hands are a little bit dirty in this game of steel production. In fact, I would argue that our hands are much cleaner than most other countries.
The root of the problem is a global glut of steel. The Bush administration is trying to address this by negotiating with steel-producing nations and urging them to cut excess capacity. The Europeans may now renege on their promise to do this because of the U.S. steel tariff. But Stokes argues that producers had pledged to cut only a third of the global excess.
It's about what the industry would have done anyway, so these governments actually had put up really nothing new on the table. The fact that they won't talk about nothing new on the table suggests that these talks were really kind of worthless, and we shouldn't really worry about their breakdown, if in fact they break down. My guess is they won't.
The countries hit by the tariffs are key trading partners and allies of the U.S., and if they retaliate, the U.S. and its exporters could pay a high price. But the Bush administration insists its free trade agenda is still on track, and analysts say it's too soon to know whether steel will derail it. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.